USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House insiders say President Biden plans to announce that he has selected R. Nicholas Burns, a former ambassador to NATO, as his ambassador to China, and Mayor Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California, as his ambassador to India. A United States judge rejected Bayer's $2 billion class action proposal to resolve future lawsuits alleging its Roundup weed killer causes cancer, saying in a Wednesday order that parts of the plan were clearly unreasonable. U.S. District Court Judge Vince Cabrera in San Francisco said the proposal would accomplish a lot for Monsanto. The coronavirus vaccine cash has begun to flow in Ohio. Abigail Bugensk won $1 million after getting immunized against COVID-19. And Joseph Castillo earned a college scholarship. Joseph, a Northmont High School student, says he has not made up his mind where to go to college. His personal choices are University of Dayton, Miami University, or Ohio State University. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Holiday travel this weekend should be heavier than normal, but not as heavy as pre-pandemic times. Ben Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AAA says this weekend will be huge for travel. More than 37 million Americans are expected to hit the road over the holiday, a 60% increase from a year ago. However, that is still nearly 6 million fewer travelers than before the pandemic. The travel group notes that a pandemic-induced pent-up demand for travel is the leading cause of the expected increase, though they remind travelers to continue to take safety precautions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The soaring price for gas is the highest predicted national average for gasoline since 2014, according to AAA Travel. In tragic news, a 10-month-old died in Johnston County, North Carolina, after she was attacked by two family dogs. The girl's father reportedly stepped out of a room, heard a noise, and returned to find the attack occurring. Johnston County is southeast of Raleigh. The dogs, Rottweilers, were seized by animal control. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee for director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, said at a confirmation hearing Wednesday he supports banning assault weapons, yet he couldn't define what an assault weapon is. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
Do you believe in banning assault weapons?
I do, sir.
Okay. Define assault weapons.
Assault weapons would be something that members of Congress would define.
Well, how do you define it? You're going to be running the agency.
Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons is,
what is your
dozens
definition
of pages.
Of an assault
There's no way I could define an assault weapon.
Give me your definition.
I can give you one definition.
If you won't answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it if you were the head of the ATF? How have you defined it over the last several years as your role as a gun control advocate?
I know there's a Demand Letter 3 program, which requires multiple reports. ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is, you know, largely the AR-15 round.
I'm amazed that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.